we cannot be transformed. But if we could see in the eyes of our spirit, Jesus is the perfect example what a human being should be like. And Jesus is the personification of what God is like. And when we see that He is everything we need and everything God is, we can be transformed like Him. And 2 John was trying to correct that teaching. Who Jesus is to us. Who do you see Jesus to be? You will be like that. In all the secular films of Jesus, they make Jesus a mere man. And all those who acted as Jesus and everything, some very blasphemously, propagate mere human weaknesses. What you see is what you get. And so we realize, if 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, as we behold Him, we are transformed in the same image, image of what you see. It's so important that we see Him for who He is. And who He is. Who is He? He is the fullness of God. The fullness of God. The fullness of the Godhead. The fullness of the image of God. Hebrews chapter 1 says, He is the very image of God. Hebrews 1. And the word very image is the word hypostasis. He is the very substance of God. It's the same Greek word that is used in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the hypostasis of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The very image, the substantiating, the substance of things hoped for. Jesus is the substance of what God would be like. And as we see Him, we are transformed to be like Him. That's the crux of what 2 John was bringing us to. He says, and to the disciples in those days, he says, see that Jesus is not only God, He is man. To our generation, we got to declare, see that Jesus is not just a mere man. He is Almighty God. And when we see that He is Almighty God, and all that is man, we can be changed to be like Him. That is the second epistle of John. So he corrects that wrong teaching, and his conclusion looks a bit drastic in verse 10 and 11. He says, if anyone comes to you with any wrong teaching and they say the wrong thing of Jesus, about Jesus, and they do not believe that He is God, or He is fully man, he says, here, don't even receive the person into your house, he says. Don't even greet him. That looks rude. But let's lay some ground rules for true love. And true love has to deal with wrong things too. Love corrects. It doesn't hide. Love acts to help. And it's in those special three epistles that we are given more clues on the full meaning of what 2 John speaks about. Let's look at 1 Timothy first of all. And he may put it in a different sense. Chapter 4, verse 7, he says, when he confronts all the wrong things that are taking place, wrong doctrines or demons in verse 1, etc., in chapter 4, verse 1, now in chapter 4, verse 7, but reject profane and old wise fables and exercise yourself rather to godliness. He says, reject all those wrong teaching and all the things that will propagate a wrong truth. There is the word reject. Now look at 2 Timothy. In verse 23, chapter 2. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. Avoid. We have reject, now we have avoid. And Titus also says about avoid, but let's look at it in second. In Titus chapter 3, verse 9. But avoid disputes. And if you study the word doctrine, as in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, you notice that they emphasize the same thing that that John emphasizes in 2 John, about manner of life and righteousness and godliness and the food, and Christ for who He is, the mystery of Christ to the Gentiles, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Avoid. Now let's lay some ground rules when we confront some of these things. What's the basis for avoiding all these things? Look over at 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Reason number one, the spiritual source of wrong doctrine is the devil and demons and not mere human beings. So we are not dealing with just human perverted wisdom. We are not just dealing with human intelligence which is finite. We are dealing with spirit beings who are in existence, some of them since the earth was created. They have intelligence and shrewdness of thousands of years. But of course, in Christ, only in Christ can we overcome them and outreach them. But in ourselves, there's no match. Only in Christ can we overcome them. And the reason is because the source is wrong. So when the source and the root of something is from the enemy, what are we doing sitting at the table with him negotiating? Light and darkness can never marry. It can never mix the two together. What fellowship, Paul says, has Belial with Christ? So the source is different. Number two, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy